Happy Wednesday to you, and I hope you're having a really lovely week so far. So I just wanted to have a quick catch up with you first about all of the content, because I've had a lot of tech issues over the last week and a half, and it's been causing a lot of problems. So even though I continued on giving your teachings just to text, it's not how I like to do it, because I believe that listening to something or watching something is more powerful, and that's the way I want it to be. So for whatever reasons, I don't know, energetically, it just wasn't happening. And last week's topic was all about how to recognize when things happen for a reason. So I was going to pop that into this week, but over the course of the weekend, I was doing a lot of reading just by chance on judgment, and that's what I've been covering this week. So on Monday, I asked you to think about how judgment affects you, and also in terms of when you judge yourself and how it affects you when you judge others. And I just wanted you to think about that. Yesterday, I'd recorded a great video about how to let go of this judgment and also the benefits of doing that. But again, I encountered tech issues and I didn't actually realize, because for me it was showing on my screen like that it's there, but obviously when it's published it's not coming up. So like obviously when I'm putting stuff up on my website, I'm in the kind of publisher part and it's there, but it's not coming up for some reason. So I'm trying to fix that at the moment. So I just want to continue on with the audios. And as soon as I get that video fixed, I'll let you know. And you can go back and watch it if you get a chance. Next week as well, I want to cover the topic of consistency. And I think this is a really important thing. I put up in the Facebook group today a quote saying, success does not happen occasionally. Success happens from doing things consistently. Actually, I should say it again. Success does not happen from doing things occasionally. It happens from doing things consistently. And consistency is one of the biggest things that will make us have a successful life in terms of the changes we want, in terms of things we want to create. And I know for me personally, I can dip in and out of that, where I'm really, really good for a couple of weeks and then I dip. And I found myself just in my personal life doing that over the last couple of weeks in one area of my life and getting a little bit more relaxed around things, and then finding myself not doing some of the things that I wanted to do. And then you feel bad, and then you're giving out to yourself. And actually, on the topic of judgment, you start judging yourself. So I'm going to push out the theme or topic of recognizing when things happen for a reason for a couple of weeks, because I want to kind of keep in flow with this week of judgment and next week around consistency. So sorry, that's a big long-winded thing there, but I just wanted to keep you updated about what's happening. It's hard to put all of that in a text message. Also, just to say to you, if you have any things that you ever want me to cover or that you struggle with yourself, please send me a message, and I can definitely do that for a week topic, and I'd be delighted to do that as well. So today what I want you to think about is why you're judgmental. Okay, so this is a big one. When we all go out and we make judgments, and no matter how good or pure we are, we do. The minute we meet somebody, we're making a judgment. That doesn't necessarily have to be a bad one, by the way, but we do. And I have found in my line of work, because I'm meeting so many different people, so many different personalities, and in terms of my coaching and also when I do readings, I definitely see, you know, a lot about what's going on in somebody's life. And one thing I've had to learn is to reserve judgment, because everybody's coming from a place where they're doing the best they can in that moment. That doesn't mean that some of their behavior is right or wrong. It's just that they're doing their best with where they are in their life at the point and where they are in terms of what they understand. And I'm really, really able to remove that judgment in the situation in terms of coachings or reading. But one of the places I would find it hard is in my personal life, where I would often think that if somebody did this or that, it would make their life better, and why wouldn't they do it? And I get very, very critical. And actually why I would have a lot of judgment around that, it actually is mirroring an aspect of myself that maybe needs healing. So in fact, I could be doing that myself. So if I'm giving out about somebody who, oh God, they're always reading, like, oh, I have one person in my life that I can think about, and I would think about it and say, God, they're so negative, and like, why wouldn't they be grateful for what they have? And, you know, why don't they just kind of get it together sometimes, and, you know, they have a good life and they need to recognize it. And actually what that's doing to me, when I really step back and think about it, if I replace their name with my own, it can act and write the statement out. It can say, well, why don't I think more positively and stop thinking negatively. Why am I not grateful? Why am I not getting it together and doing what I want because I have a good life? So I find this a really powerful exercise, because I think that judgment of others is actually a judgment of ourselves, but sometimes we don't recognize it. Or sometimes it's maybe not mirroring something that's a part of us, but it's triggering something off a past experience with somebody or a past situation where maybe we were engaging in, you know, behavior that wasn't great for us. And it's just as bringing that up. So what I'd like you to do today is to write out a statement, and you will have to put pen to paper. And I think this is a bigger part I'm going to be bringing into its time for me. I used to do a lot of workbooks. I'm going to try and get back to giving you one little print out a week, because I feel it's really important for you to get really focused. And when you do that and writing it down, you're, you know, really putting pen to paper and seeing it in front of you. So what I want you to do is write out a statement around somebody in your life at the moment that you're judging. Now, you might not think you're judging, you might just think it's the best thing for them. Somebody who might be frustrating you and you're judging them, or somebody where you just think that they could maybe do better. Maybe their behavior is bad and you could think you could do better. And I want you to write the statement out. It can be two or three lines. And then underneath that, I want you to rewrite the statement, put put I in instead of their name, and read it back a couple of times to yourself and see, do you recognize any aspects there of what you need to heal within yourself? That's all I want you to do today. I have a continuation of this for tomorrow as well. Also want to say, I'm going to be running a 5-day consistency challenge next week, where there's going to be basically a video and worksheet emailed to you every single day over the course of 5 days. I'll announce details of this by an email to you later this week or over the course of the weekend for you to sign up. You'll have to sign up through a link, because it's going to be open to everybody, like members and non-members, and through the Facebook group as well. And it's really going to be helping you just get really focused. I think as we're coming into August now, it's a time where, you know, like the kids are going back to school, the energy of the summer, it's not that it's coming to an end, but, you know, it quietens down a bit, and just to get you really focused as you're about to move into the autumn time in a couple of months. So if you'd like to take part in that, I'll be sending out the details. So for today, just looking at what you're judging, who you're judging, and then place your own name in it and see how you get on. And I look forward to continuing this tomorrow, and have a great day.